It is all happening right here on SEN Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy this morning. Matty White, then our cricket coverage. Day three of the first test in Perth begins at midday. And if you missed it, the score is Australia 4 for 598 declared, West Indies none for 74, double centuries to Marnus Labuschagne, 204, Steve Smith, 200 not out, and Travis Head. If you missed it, the SEN call, classic commentary, classic build-up, and beautiful post-ball analysis. Travis Head out for 99.
Great innings by Steve Smith.
And then the very next ball, Greg Brathwaite has brought the field in. It's impossible to think that he would deny Travis Head. Bit of theatrics to it.
Only Travis Head can deny Travis Head in this situation.
Could it be back-to-back milestones? Head, oh, he's chopped it on. Unbelievable. Steve Smith throws his head back. One got through and the other got sheared off. Travis Head goes for 99. He gets a little pat on the head. The declaration has been called the best laid plans.
I've got a headline for you, Jared. Travesty.
Peter Lawler, yes. Only Travis Head can deny Travis Head. And Jared said, well, it would seem unbelievable if Braithwaite was to deny Travis
what
Head.
What a moment.
And he did. Unlucky.
Now, there's pretty incredible events. England against Pakistan, first day of that test. Only 2.5 hours before play yesterday, they said we're fit to play because of the gastro. England 4 for 506 off 75 overs, the most runs ever by a team on the opening day of a test, and only 3 runs shy of the most ever in a day's play. And the fact is, they were denied 15 overs, so they would have done that in a canter. They were scoring at 10 and over the last 10 overs of the day. Zach Crawley, Harry Brook, Ben Duckett, Ollie Pope all scored hundreds, and Ben Stokes at the finish 34 not out off 15. What an amazing effort. Now, bring us up to date for Kraken, the FIFA World Cup. Brandy, your secure crypto partner. Get in the game at kraken.com or download the app.
Second half just underway in both games, Vossie. Japan have just scored against Spain. So Japan have drawn level at 1-1. It was a cracking goal too. It was a beauty, absolute beauty by the one of the Japanese strikers. So 1-1 in that one. Germany still 1-0 up over Costa Rica. What sort of... So I wonder what that means. What spanner in the works of... If it finished at 1-1, Spain would be on...
Am I going to do your homework?
5 points. Japan would go to 4, and then it would be goal difference if Germany still win. So
yeah, so they'd have to win by a couple, Germany.
And at the moment, they're level on goal differential. So Japan and Germany are level on goal differential at the moment.
And the matches earlier this morning, Croatia and Belgium 0-0, Morocco 2, Canada 1. So Morocco, top of the group, and Croatia and Belgium, the number 2 ranked side going into the FIFA World Cup, knocked out, only scored 1 goal. That is a major, major shock. The Golden Generation team missing out on the round of 16. A disaster for them. An absolute disaster. Top of the group, Morocco. 2 wins and a draw, 7 points. Croatia, 1 win, 2 draws, 5 points. Belgium, just the 1 win and a draw. There you go. That is
boys,
that.
Yep. Yep, boys. Jay's joke delivery makes comedian Elliot Goblet look hyperactive, says Muzz.
Savage.
And we're just sort of throwing around our end-of-season get-together. You know, what it could consist of.
Yep.
Half an hour of Jay, stand-up.
Jay, stand-up. Yep. We'd
maybe
get the Spirit of Sport guy to do a little fill. The Spirit of Sport could go do a bit of spoken word up on the stage.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
Yes.
Tom Petrofsky, maybe a musical act.
A musical segment. Just
a couple
of songs.
Crooning. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
and all our regular listeners would be invited along, but without name tags. And part of the competition would be you have to match up the name to the head to win a prize, to win a signature power boost bank.
Experiment. On a serious note, Andrew, the highlight of my year, and this is my first year on Breakfast Radio, has been getting to know the listeners through their text messages. And I think you can, I think you get to know a person, even though it's only the written word. I think you get to know what they feel strongly about, their little idiosyncrasies, and I've loved it. It's been a great year.
With you 100%. I think there's some talent out there, like Davo, who sends in text. I'd love to hear Davo with his own show. See what he can produce. He can produce a great text. Yeah. Could he put together his own little show? You know, the little fan show. Here's an interesting text we've got to start this hour at 10 minutes after 7. This one from Scotty of Cronulla. Morning, Vossie, or Vossoir, and Viking Hands Brandy. Notice yesterday that Pat Cummins was booed by some of the Perth crowd when he fielded and first came on to bowl. Looks like there are plenty of people fed up with solar panel Pat, he says. And the crowd was only 8,000 or 9,000 yesterday. Mm. So it'd be impossible not to notice if you're Pat Cummins that you are being booed. Yeah. You're not looking over yourself going, I wonder who they're booing. You, Pat.
Yeah.
That would be, well, that's a bit disappointing.
Well, is Perth the place where the cricketers are, and you know, the Justin Langer situation, like, is that
you think
that's carried on?
Yeah. They're loyal to, well, the grandstand's named after him. So
they can hold a grudge.
Yeah, okay. So it's Justin Langer related. Now, here's another interesting text, and number two text for the hour from Tim. We know how the Fox League Live ladder works. It's just Brandy sitting in the corner doing the sums with his shoes and socks off. So there's a claim. We're talking about the live ladder from the FIFA World Cup, because I think Japan may have scored again.
I think they have, Vossie.
Japan have scored twice since half time. They're in tears in the crowd.
Oh, crowd's crying. He's crying.
They're top.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, that, so Spain,
Samus,
the red hot favourite, Spain.
Yeah.
Are they in trouble?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Well, I don't think Germany.
What's your live ladder?
Okay. Hang on. I've got to get the socks off. Because I need more than just fingers, and because my fingers are deformed, some aren't working well. So, I don't think Germany can catch Spain on goal difference, because Spain put 7 on Costa Rica. So
Correct.
Even if Germany were to win, Spain would still go through. I think Spain are through no matter what.
Spain would be a bit like Poland were yesterday. So they could scrape through with defeat. It's if Costa Rica came up with a win. Costa Rica, even a draw for Costa Rica wouldn't be good enough. They would have to beat Germany. And at the moment, Costa Rica are down 1-0. But Japan are excited because they're the ones that have the ability to knock Germany out of the World Cup. Japan. There we go. So plenty happening at the FIFA World Cup, all thanks to Kraken. Like a leading keeper with Kraken, your crypto is in good hands. Kraken.com. K-R-A-K-E-N. A reminder, SEN coverage all over the weekend of the FIFA World Cup, but you can listen, tune in. It'll be everywhere on the network. It's 6 a.m. Sunday morning, Argentina versus the Socceroos. Knockout stage now. And I'm saying, in a perfect world, my wish is penalty shootout. And Andrew Redmayne comes out. And bam. Australia go through to the quarterfinals. Argentina miss out. Redmayne with a save of a Messi shot. How would that be? What a moment.
That'd be pretty good.
Anyway, listen in on Sunday morning, 6 a.m. Socceroos v Argentina. That one here, the Serbian Seagull. There's a person you've got to know over the year. He says that cricket game with the Poms in Pakistan had more runs than Anusol convention. Is that how it's pronounced, or is it pronounced Anusol? Ben Rossley, I'll lean on you. I don't know. Is it Anusol? How's that pronounced? Brandy, anyone? Charlie?
I don't know.
Mark, you haven't had any... Mark, you've had no contribution to the program today. Is Anusol or Anusol, is it a hemorrhoids cream? What is it, mate?
I'm more of an Anusol man, personally.
Yeah.
Proctocidal. Hemorrhoid treatment and pain relief.
Right, okay. So we're calling it Anusol.
Good stuff. This is great. This is great talk back, Vossie.
God, this is the point you brought me into the show.
And now we're talking hemorrhoid treatment.
That's it. It's a long year, Brandy. Said, that's it today. You just take the bales off at 9 o'clock and say, that's it. Not coming back. Not till the new year. Dave Riccio. Well, this would be his. Is this his last as well? Michael Carrick gave a farewell, emotional farewell yesterday to the program.
So final Riccio of the year.
Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.